Today is Friday, August 7th, and you are listening to the GPP Activism and Corporate Governance News. No summer breaks for shareholder activists, while GPP surveys its elite readers on AI and IR. August is usually designed for spending time with family, hosting barbecues, reading at the beach, and if you are like us, checking emails incessantly. This year, shareholder activists clearly did not get the memo, and are offering further proof that activism defense needs to be on companies' radar year-round. Led by Starboard's latest campaign against Shake Shack, companies are both announcing new positions and turning up the heat on current campaigns. Starboard's new stake at Shake Shack urges the fast-casual restaurant chain to focus on franchising rather than opening company-owned locations. Jeff Smith, Starboard's CEO, appeared on Bloomberg this week to discuss his thesis and noted that the activist fund is likely its largest active shareholder. And while the company does not need massive operational changes, the brand is undervalued. Burgers have to be eaten on something, and DGB Investments founder Douglas Bergeron began his own campaign through a new stake in furniture company Ethan Allen. In a letter to fellow shareholders, Bergeron claims that Ethan Allen is trailing competitors due to a stagnant board of directors that he wants to fully replace. This week wasn't all about new campaigns, as Jana and Tom's Capital continued to push for change at banking software company Alkami and asset manager Voya Financial, respectively. In a letter from Jana managing partner Scott Ostfeld, the firm notes that the company isn't running a true process and that it has spoken to potential suitors who would be interested once the valuation is realistic. Tom's Capital is running a similar campaign at Voya and is hoping that by directly appealing to shareholders on a potential sale, it can break through this stagnation. Finally, we wanted to thank those of you who have already replied to our survey on the impact of AI on investor relations. For those of you who have not filled out this very quick survey, we would appreciate your insights and feedback. Take the survey on our LinkedIn. This week in activism. The deal: Irenic scores twin M&A wins, after Adam Katz's Irenic scored settlements and board appointments at both Atcore and Integer Holdings in November and March. Respectively, the activists scored a solid return on investment, as both firms announced they would be acquired by Prismian for $3.2 billion and to KKR for $4.3 billion, respectively. On to M&A. Reuters: Couche-Tard to buy Poland's Żabka for $8.7 billion in biggest ever deal. Circle K parent company Alimentation Couche-Tard finalized a successful tender offer for Polish convenience store operator Żabka. The move, which is poised to expand Couche-Tard's European footprint, comes after the company abandoned its $46 billion pursuit of 7-Eleven's Japanese parent 7&I Holdings. Bloomberg: KKR to buy devicemaker Integer in $5.7 billion deal. In an all-cash deal that is expected to close by the end of the year, the PE giant has agreed to take the Texas-based medical device maker Integer private. This ends a months-long strategic review from the company, in which they said in April 2026 that they would consider a sale or merger. And in corporate governance, Reuters breaking views: efficient markets will sustain quarterly reporting based on analysis that 99.5% of those who replied to the SEC's plan to switch reporting financial results to semi-annual were negative against the move. Reuters' Jeffrey Goldfarb takes a deeper dive into the responses, while offering more sensible ways to encourage initial public offerings and long-term boardroom thinking. This would include targeting other compliance burdens and executive compensation plans would be better areas of focus than less rigorous and regular financial updates. Meanwhile, in the Financial Times Lex column, John Foley uses SpaceX's first earnings this week as a case study that the shift away from quarterly earnings might be beneficial. He notes that due to the promised scale of hoped-for growth and long-term goals, what has happened to SpaceX's finances over the past 3 months is, though, pretty much irrelevant. Fortune: Bill Ackman, Unfiltered. The billionaire hedge fund founders take on AI, investing, and why socialism is a disaster. Bill Ackman discusses betting on cheap megacaps like Uber, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta over chipmakers. His caution on trillion-dollar AI IPOs like OpenAI given cash burn, his relationship with Trump, his view that capitalism outperforms philanthropy, and more. And in IPO news, The Economist: why most IPOs are not worth the hype. historical data show most newly listed stocks underperform the market by roughly 5.5 percentage points over their first 3 years. Although larger, established tech companies with over $100 million in sales tend to outperform. The distinction is worth noting, as OpenAI, Anthropic, Stripe, and Databricks head towards potential mega IPOs. Reuters breaking views: SpaceX overhang threatens AI IPO launch window. Karen Kwok writes that SpaceX's post-IPO stock slide, deepened by this week's expiration of lockup restrictions freeing roughly $100 billion in shares for sale, is straining the retail and hedge fund demand that OpenAI and Anthropic will likely need for their own eventual public listings. The Wall Street Journal: Alibaba-backed AI startup Vast seeks fresh capital, eyes IPO. The artificial intelligence unicorn is in talks to raise capital at a valuation near $2 billion, while also exploring a potential Hong Kong IPO as soon as next year. Moving to our From Our Desk to Yours column. Last week, we finally managed to snag a table at Tatiana by Kwame Onwuachi. We are pleased to report that the impossible to get reservation at the Lincoln Center hotspot is worth the wait. The restaurant, named in honor of Chef Kwame's older sister, who helped raise him while their mother worked as a chef in NYC, is a true love letter to great home, cooked food, and being in great company. To start, we began with a lovely drink pairing that was centered around generous pours of Albarino champagne and various orange wines, although the wine list is extensive. Everything on the menu, from the fantastic starters like the egusi tortellini with Dungeness crab, Nigerian red stew and parsley, and the curried goat patties, to the shawarma roasted chicken with turmeric rice and lamb, and the show-stopping braised oxtail, is designed to be shared with the entire table. Meanwhile, for those looking for something this week, while you are waiting for your Tatiana reservation, Andrea Strong dives into a few culinary backyard bashes that should be a part of your weekend agenda. On Saturday, she recommends heading on down to Bark Barbecue in Brooklyn for its Dominican Day parade party, where you can enjoy their signature Texas Dominican barbecue. We will be staying in Brooklyn on Sunday low and slow at Vato, where we can't wait to have the smoked beef dino ribs as a part of the cookout. Finally, we already have our tickets procured for Loxfest presented by Fulton Fish Market, and we hope to see you there on September 19th. This is an unforgettable experience, and there is nothing more New York than the ultimate celebration of all things lox and bagels. On to open tabs. The Wall Street Journal: my quest for a wine that pairs with everything ended with this sub-$30 bottle. Colossus: lovely day for the black stuff. The New York Times: the secret life of the New York Times bees. BBC News: first African lion cubs born at zoo since 2015. Yahoo News: once feared extinct, India's pygmy hogs return home in major conservation milestone. The story of money: the hidden financial world of ancient Rome. Finally, in upcoming events, September 30th to October 2nd, Council of Institutional Investors Fall Conference, Boston, MA. October 6th, Sportico Invest, London, London, UK. October 13th to 14th, Berkeley Fall Forum on Corporate Governance, San Francisco, CA. October 20th, 13D Monitor. Active, Passive Investor Summit, New York, NY. Have a great weekend, GPP team.